Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah! Go to the book of Colossians. Ephesians chapter 1 and then verse 7. Ephesians 1 7. I want to strengthen this and add a little more to it. It says that in Him, in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood. It's the same as Colossians, not so. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. We have it all. Colossians said that we have it. Now, this scripture is also telling us that we have it. Forgiveness of sins. In Him. Once you are in Him, you are a believer. This is talking to who? Believers. You have it. All right? And he says that he added something to it. You have forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. According to what? The riches of His grace. This is why I want you to understand that the sins of your present, your past, your future has been forgiven if you believe in the cross already. That is how come you are declared righteous by God. There is no righteous person who is unforgiving. Unforgiving righteous. It's not like that. Once you are righteous, you are forgiven. The sins that made you unrighteous has been forgiven. That is how come you were given the gift of righteousness, the free gift of righteousness. He says that you have forgiveness according to the riches of His grace. He didn't say according to your recognition of your sins as a believer and according to your confession. He said what? According to the riches of His grace. In other words, your forgiveness is based entirely on Him. It is not based on you. I'll say it again. Your forgiveness by grace, under the kingdom arrangement of God, is purely based upon the will of God. Not even your will. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Pastor, are you trying to say that we should not confess our sins? That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that your forgiveness is based upon God. It's according to the riches of His grace, not even according to your confession. Hallelujah. Where did I say you should go to? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. Let's look at that. It says, let's go to verse 9 for context. It says what? Then He said, behold, I have come to do your will. This is Jesus Christ talking to God. He says, God, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. I have come to do your bidding. What you will, I have come to do it, O God. He takes away the first that He may establish the second. It means that there was a first. There was an old arrangement where we could see the will of God. The will of God is that He will forgive you when you put something on the table based upon your merit, based upon whatever thing that you will do, your confession and things like that. He says that He has taken away the first and He has established the second. The second what? The second will of God. The second will of God, so to speak. What we will call the ideal will of God. Where the ideal person, Jesus Christ, had to come and introduce. Because an imperfect person cannot come and introduce a perfect will of God. It takes a perfect person, born of God Himself, descending from the kingdom of God, to come and show you the kingdom version of forgiveness. Hallelujah. And you should be careful you don't confuse it with what you know about already. What human beings, man's forgiveness is different from God's forgiveness. That is our understanding today. Look at verse 10. Now, by that will, please underline by that will. What will is he talking about? The second or the perfect will. The kingdom world where he forgives you by grace. Your past, present, and future sins by grace. By that one work that he did through his son 2,000 years ago. All right? By that, hallelujah. By that word, we have been sanctified. Is it by your will? No. He says that it is by my will that you are sanctified. By my will that I choose to forgive you. I choose not to remember your sins anymore. It's me. Don't say, well, but God, I haven't confessed it. God says that, look, before even your confession, me, by my will, I have sanctified you already. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. By that will. Not by your confession, not by your will. By that will. Pastor, are you saying that we should not confess? No, I'll come to that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking to you about God's forgiveness. That it is solely by his will. Solely by his will. I can show you something that you'll be surprised. I don't know whether you can take it. In the book of John chapter 1, verse 12. Maybe we have to go to that. Because God is working a work. He says, Acts 13, I'm going to work a work in your day that even if somebody tells you about it, you will not believe. Says that, be careful, you don't disbelieve my forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 and then verse 12. We love John chapter 1 verse 12, not so. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, if you like, who were born again. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Says that even your being born again, as far as God is concerned, it is his will. He says that it isn't the will of man did not even come in. That's very strange, you know, so. Because you say that by my will, I told God that he should forgive me my sins and come into my heart. But I don't know whether you can take this, that God is looking at the whole arrangement differently, that it is by my will. You will say, I chose God. But he says that you did not choose me. I chose you. I'm just strengthening the fact that it is by his will that you have forgiveness of sins. Not necessarily by your confession. Hallelujah. But by his will. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Are you excited about that?
Yes.
Somebody says, Pastor, what about God saying that and forgive us? Jesus teaching us that forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. It means that God's forgiveness of our sins is based upon how we will forgive other people. You are very clever. You are right. Jesus said it. In the Lord's Prayer, it is there. But let me tell you, the Lord's Prayer was taught before the cross. Before the sins were put upon him, he taught the Lord's Prayer. That there is a forgiveness. It depends upon what you put on the table. It is based upon your merit. But I'm going to work a work in your day that when you are told about it, you will hardly believe it. I am going to so put all your sins upon my son, impute it upon him, that I will not forgive you based upon the fact that you forgive other people, but I will forgive you based upon the fact that, oh, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, you are forgiven. Let's read about that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4, and then verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Wow! Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So now it is saying that certain things have changed in the realms of the spirit. Certain facts have changed. The old fact was that your sins were not pardoned, all right? And because of that, you had to pardon people, and God will look upon your pardon to pardon you. But the facts have changed. Because the facts have changed, the motivation for forgiveness also has changed. At first, we will forgive people so that God will forgive us. Our motive for forgiving is so that me too, I'll be forgiven. But now it's not like that. We forgive people, and the motivation is because we have been forgiven already. Wow. Not to be forgiven, but because we have been forgiven already. The motivation have changed because the spiritual facts have changed. Who changed it? Jesus. When he went to the cross, he changed it. Hallelujah. Amen. He changed it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Our sins are forgiven. Past, present, future. Look at Colossians 3:13. Let's strengthen that. Colossians chapter 3 and then verse 13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so also must you. It didn't say, if you want to be forgiven, then you must forgive one another and bear with one another so that God will bear with you. That belongs to the old arrangement. There is a new arrangement based upon the performance of Jesus where we are forgiven. And the forgiveness is by that will of God. By that will that Jesus said, I came to do your will. And the Bible says, Hebrews 10:10, by that will you are cleansed. It's not by your will. It's by his will that you are cleansed. Hallelujah. It's by his will that you are forgiven, so to speak. By his will. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a show of the love of God? Let me make it worse for you. In Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. And then we will read from verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 8 and then verse number 12. If you want the context, you have to read from verse 9. Okay? But he says in verse 12, Hebrews 1 verse 12, for I will, please underline I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will, please underline, I will remember no more. Hallelujah. Says, I will. I'm doing a new covenant. I'm going to bring a new arrangement. And by that arrangement, I am going to put my laws in their hearts. Nobody's going to teach another person, says, know the Lord. Says that because they are going to know me by themselves. Because I'm going to minister to them. It is my work. It's not they looking for me. It's me looking for man. Because if I leave man to look for me, men will go into other religion. All religions are a means of man looking for God. But in the kingdom arrangement, God comes looking for man. Because we cannot find God using our own intuition and our own arrangement. We get into religion, including Christian religion. But when we understand the kingdom, that the kingdom is not about man looking for God, it is about God looking for man, then you understand that God came in a person of man and he was looking for lost humanity and he found us. Hallelujah. Says that I will forgive their sins. I will be merciful unto them. And their sins I will remember no more. If God is not remembering your sins, why should the devil remember your sins? And why should you remember your sins? Hallelujah. Pastor, does it mean that if a believer sins, he should just close his eyes, his mind to the fact that he has said? No, that is not what I'm teaching. What I'm teaching you implies that if a believer sins, he should quickly remember what God has done about the sin. Because we are too full of what we do about sin. We are not full of what God does about sin. We are too full of what we did about the sin. We are not full of what God did about the sin. Let's take a sin like the sin of lying. The sin of lying. What did you do about the sin? What can you do about the sin? You can lie. That is what you do about the sin. You lie. A believer can lie. It's true. If you want to lie, you can lie. That is what you can do about the sin of lying. What can God do about the sin of lying? Will he lie? That's blasphemous. What did he do about that sin called lying? He put it on his son. So, if a believer sins, he should remember what God did about the sin. He should not just close his mind and say that, oh, Jesus, God has forgiven us already, so I can just go on sinning. That's not what I'm teaching. I am teaching that if a believer sins, he should remember the cross. Our sin should always lead us to the cross. Always lead us to Jesus so that we are full of Jesus all the time. We are full of his performance all the time. We are not full of our performance, because what you can perform about sin is to commit it. If your mind is full of what you can do about the sin, you will think, I've sinned, and you can cry, I've sinned, and your mind can be so full of the sin that the womb of your mind just will give birth to that sin again. Because you have not applied the remedy to the sin. You cannot do anything as a believer about your sin. You have to rely upon somebody who can do something about it. Or I should better say, somebody who did something about it. That is why if a believer sins, he has to immediately remember that, Lord, I thank you that you took the sin and put it on your son. I thank you that I am forgiven already. Hallelujah. Wonderful. If you do that, do you know what you are doing? You are glorifying the work of Jesus.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah! The devil's idea is to get you to always focus on you and your sins. God's arrangement is always to get you to focus on Jesus and what he has done about your sin. Refuse to fall to the angle of the devil. Always fall to what? The angle of God. So that what? You can overcome that sin if you know that you are forgiving the sin already. Already. Hallelujah. In fact, if you know that you are forgiving the sin already, you will not even feel like committing the sin. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Pastor, are you trying to say that then we don't confess our sins and say that, Lord, I have lied and all that? I have not said that. If you confess your sins, ladies and gentlemen, confess simultaneously what Jesus Christ did about the sin. What you did about the sin was to sin it. What God did about the sin was to put it on Jesus and to forgive you the sin. Don't do it halfway. Because then you are leaning to the devil's side. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, isn't it? That is how to overcome sin practically in your life. In the book of Luke chapter 7, Jesus Christ gave a parable. A Pharisee called Simon invited Jesus to his house. The Pharisee didn't attend to Jesus well. There was this woman who was a known sinner, prostitute, who came and wept on Jesus' feet and all that, wiped it with the hair or so. I think that's the story. And then the Pharisees, they were saying among themselves, this man, if he's a prophet, he will know that this woman who is touching him is a sinner. Jesus says that, I'll ask you a question. There was a man who had two creditors. One owed him, let's say, 100 Ghana. The other owed him 1 Ghana. And then he forgave both of them because they couldn't pay their debts. Their debt of sin could not be paid. So he says, I've forgiven you by myself. I've decided you don't have the capacity to pay me. I, by my will, I've forgiven you. And he asked Simon, which of the two will love the creditor most? And Simon said, I suppose the one who was forgiven the 100 Ghana, because we know 100 Ghana is money, but 1 Ghana is so much. Jesus said, you have answered well. You see this woman? Do you know how come she is touching me and using her head to wipe me and crying and breaking alabaster perfume on my... Do you know why? Because her sins, which are many, they have been forgiven him. Hey, hallelujah. It's wonderful. And Jesus Christ said that if you know that much has been forgiven you, you will love him much. If you think that you are forgiven from your past to the time you told Jesus to come into your heart and you got born again, and from that time onwards, your forgiveness is based upon something else, then you love God little. No wonder some people struggle with devoting themselves to God, because they don't understand the love of God in Christ. Because they don't understand the power of the blood of Christ, the kind of forgiveness that we have in him. We have already. Because they have conditioned it upon something. But it's not conditioned upon anything. It is conditioned on his grace and on his mercy. Just that. I have done it before. Somebody has asked me for money, and I have felt that no, it is below my dignity to give that money to the person. So do you know what I did? I gave the person the money times 10. Oh yes. It's not based upon the person's request. It's not based upon the person's asking me. It is based purely, it is according to my riches. Do you understand?
Yes. Wow.
Do you know how the Bible says, but God who is rich in grace, do you know the riches of his grace?
Wow.
You have no idea. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, when we go to heaven, we will see the exceeding riches that we have in him. We will see it. If you think we haven't talked about God's riches and God's grace yet, he's going to show it to us more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If I know that my beloved brother Jesus has settled it all, I love him. I love him more. Nothing can stop me from loving him. Nothing can stop you from loving him if you know what you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor, so we don't confess our sins again? I haven't said it. If you confess it. Hallelujah. Do you know how the facts have changed for us in our confession? Let me show you. Because we are already forgiven in Christ, if a believer confesses, he is not confessing to be forgiven. He is confessing because he is forgiven. Hallelujah. We confess our sins after the cross, knowing the performance of Jesus, that we are forgiven already. We confess our sins because we are forgiven, not to be forgiven. In fact, somebody can love you and forgive you in such a way that if you sin, you will still go to the person. And when you go to the person, you go to the person on the basis of the fact that I know this person, he will not slap me if I go, because I know him. He has forgiven me already. That is why I can go to him and say that, Father, I'm sorry, I lied. And I'm not saying that to be forgiven, but I'm saying that because I know he has forgiven me already. How many of you have done that before? Oh, yes. Unfortunately, some people have not. But I'm telling you, parents, you can so love your children. One of my children, they've done that before. You can so forgive your children, and your children will know that you have forgiven them. That crimes that they commit in the house, hey, who took this? Hey, who took that? They will come to you and say, Daddy, this one, I did it. And then I put my hands on his head and say, don't do it again. Don't do it again. Hallelujah. How did he get boldness to come? Because he knows that I have forgiven already. That is how come he can come. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful. What about unbelievers? Pastor, unbelievers, should they confess their sins? Yes, they should confess their sins. Because the fact that they have been forgiven doesn't mean that it is automatic. In other words, they are born again and everybody will go to heaven. That is not my message. They have to do what? Acknowledge that they are sinners. And they have to receive the work of Jesus Christ on the cross for them to be born again, for them to be made the righteousness of God in him. But you who are born again, who is already the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if a believer sins, he confesses his sin because he is forgiven, not to be forgiven. Because the spiritual reality, the spiritual fact of the cross is that you have been forgiven already. Hallelujah. That is why we forgive other people as Christ forgave us. How did he forgive you? How did Christ forgive you? Did he forgive you when you confessed? No. He forgave you based upon his own will. That whether you have repented or not, I have forgiven you. Whether you have confessed or not, I have forgiven you. And that is the good news. Go and tell the world. Go and tell my people. I have forgiven them already, so they should come to me. They should not be scared of me. Hallelujah. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do you to one another. That's the kingdom way of forgiving. In the kingdom arrangement, you don't forgive because the person came to kneel down and somersaulted and cried before you, before you said, okay, get up, I've forgiven you. You are lucky that you came. Otherwise, no forgiveness for you. That is not the kingdom arrangement. It's a religious arrangement. It's a meritocracy thing. It's a putting down something on the table. Ladies and gentlemen, we could not put anything worthy on the table that would be worthy for his son to come down and do anything for us. We didn't even ask him to come. He decided For God so loved the world that he gave. Which one came first? Giving his son or loving the world? What came first is that God loved the world. That is why he gave his son unto us. So God loves us. The reason for Jesus coming is because God loves us. Some people think that as for Jesus, he loves us. As for God, he's wicked. No. As for Jesus, he came to take away our sins. As for God, listen. It was God who loved us. That is why Jesus came. So don't try and bring division between them. That's what Jesus, he came to take our sins. We love him. When he came, he says that neither do I condemn you, but as for God, he is wicked. As for God, he's stitched for tax. God so loved us. So don't be scared about God. He loves you. Because of his great love for you, he doesn't wait for you to repent or confess before he forgives you. He forgives you so that what? You will be motivated to repent. He loves you so that you will love him back. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.